Thank you very much. You've got a lot of information being chucked at you, so I think this is a really good time for you to just close your eyes with me right now. Close your eyes, and I want your 2 feet, if you've got 2 feet, I would love you to put them firmly flat onto the ground. You can put your hands on top of your legs if you must, and you can just close your eyes. And I want us to just take this moment to take a nice big deep breath in and let it out. Let's take another big deep breath in and let it out. Now keep your eyes closed. I'd like to pay my respects to the First Nations people in the art that I create and the storytelling that existed before me, the art, the poetry, the culture. And as a settler on Noongar land from WA, I was born on Noongar land in WA, I'd like to acknowledge that we all remain conscious, and these 2 feet that we've planted firmly onto the floor, these 2 feet that we walk onto this land, that we're conscious in all the work that we do, that this was Aboriginal land and always will be Aboriginal land. You can buy me fortunes. You can give me fame. Take me on a tour around the world. Cause baby, you know I'm worth it. Cause baby, you know I'm worth it. Cause a real man knows a real woman when he sees her. And a real man just can't deny a woman's worth just a little bit. A woman's worth just a little bit. Now comes a time where you can sing along. So we're going to kumbaya today. This side of the room, you're going to sing for me, a woman's worth. And this side of the room, you're going to go, just a little bit. And you can do your little wiggle action if you want. I want you to just let it out. This is your permission. This is the ticket for you to just let it all out. All these heavy things that we've been talking about, and perhaps the poem that I'm going to share with you after this exercise might make more sense. But I need a little something from you. I'm not feeling so comfy just yet, and I need you to make me feel a little bit more comfy. So, can we do this, CIC?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to need a little bit more enthusiasm. I know you've just had enough. What about those meringues you ate? Come on, I want to see those meringues just come out in a spiritual sense. So, a woman's worth. Just a little
bit.
Beautiful. Let's get a bit louder. That is so harmonious, but let's get a little bit louder. I don't want to spend the next 10 minutes doing this, so let's just like get it right in our first go. So, are we ready? Just imagine the voice is coming from the toes to the hairs on your head, and I want you to just let it out. So, a woman's worth. Just a little bit. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, I know what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, I found it here in C-I-C. That was a really lame way to end that. But I'm so warm now. See, now I'm warm. And now I'm ready to share my poem. If you've never heard spoken word poetry before, I'd love you to click along if you hear a line, if you hear something in this poem that really makes sense to you or resonates, or maybe you hate it. I want you to show me what you feel, because it's not just a one-way street. This is not a one-way relationship. I'd love to be in a two-way relationship with you. So, are you going to click for me? You're going to show me your clicks right now. If you can't click, I understand some people do not click or do not like clicking or cannot click. So you can make noises like, and oh, yeah. So I urge you, whatever noises come out, not those kind, just any other kind, I'd love to hear them. So this piece is inspired by an advertising campaign that my parents would have seen before they arrived in Australia. And Lara Bingle, you can imagine she's walking across a beautiful beach and she's in a red bikini and she's saying, if you're not in Australia, where the bloody hell are you? And I'm like, remember the Bingle Jingle? Inviting the world to mix and mingle where a fair go was your welcome mat. Unless you're of caramel descent, then ain't nobody got time for that. You see, rocking up for my first job at Coles was like a scene on Border Patrol. Her plastic tag read Dorothy, glasses corded, she hawked, "Do you have a visa, honey?" Caught in a truck's light, I was a squirrel digging for my MasterCard. Caught at a job interview with a question off guard. She repeated again, this time slowly, so I could follow. "We don't want no illegal workers here in Australia, honey." Bravo. What makes you Australian? Is it a Southern Cross tattoo or wombat stew crumbled with a Dunkaroo? As if my Aussie passport is temporary or my birthplace a mistake. For all you Dorothys out there, allow me to firmly iterate, for those who've come across the seas, we've boundless planes to share with courage, let us all combine to advance Australia fair. Upon hearing these lines, do you think of a time when Australia's learned to share and care and dare to wear its heart on its face, fully aware that most of us in this place are far from fair, but brown and black and slow to attack, but quick to embrace a warm Australia, a handmade Australia, not a shooing Australia. When idiots spit Osama bin Laden at my brother, I'm confused as to why. On Australia Day, when the night sky spews bigot bile, I'm left traumatised. When a teen rips off my uncle's turban, I'm an enraged flame of pain and shame and sorrow. For tomorrow, when a hooning ute throws a rotten peach at my dad and screams, "Go home, you bloody terrorist!" I plead to you, where the bloody hell are we? My people, the Sikhs, yeah, we have an identity just like you and him and her, like Prue and Jim and Fleur. You see this hair, it's long and preened and seen. It stands for me and my choices. You'll see that turban. It belongs here in suburban Melbourne to Perth. It says, hey, mate, we're all equal on earth. And Dorothy, if it's really a competition, well, maybe I'm more Aussie than you. If Aussie means equality, because that turban, it's noble from start to end. It's worn to defend you and you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you. You can trust me, it says. Sikhs in turbans came here in 1860 with camels and carts and courageous hearts. And look at the maxi taxi. We're still driving and steering this country in offices and hospitals and even on stage to advance Australia fair page by page. So bring on the slurs and curs and scars and burrs. Take it for the team. Bring the racists into high beam. Let them spew their poison in my direction. So another won't have to cop this disaffection. Shut the gate on the hate state. So when people tell me and my family to go home to where we came from, I reply with a smile, tongue in cheek. Mate, we've been right at home for the past 150 years. I'm not the one that's a freak. I'm fully sick. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a lovely conference.
Thank you so much.